Gulin chapter 4, Mishnah 7. A shechet es abahem, if one slaughters an animal, umatza bashilya, and finds inside like an afterbirth, an amniotic sac inside, says the Mishnah, nafe yafa tochelna. So theoretically, if someone has a constitution strong enough, says the Mishnah, he could eat it, right? But va'enu matama elatumas achalin velotumas navalis. But it's not considered like at this point food that it would become impure with a food impurity. So if it touched something else impure that would normally render food impure, it wouldn't become impure because it's not considered food for the majority of people. Also, if the animal had died on its own, it wasn't slaughtered. So this part of it is not considered impure. You know, the animal, the carcass, transmits impurity. But this part of the carcass wouldn't. It wouldn't have nevel impurity. And again, it's just considered, it's not like, you know, I don't know what it's considered, but it's not part of the animal. But chishev aleh, the minute he now intends to eat it, so now he's converting it from that into food, and now metame tumas achalin, it would be become impure by food impurity, because now his intention is to eat it, right? So at that point he like elevates it up into food. Avalo tumas nevelis, but it still never would give off the impurity of a nevela, of an animal that's just died, because not considered like meat. So although he can eat it, it's not considered, you know, he's willing to eat it. Most people are not, right? So it's not considered like meat. It's not considered part of the meat or animal. Shilya, shiyatsa, miktsasa. If part of the afterbirth of this amniotic sac comes out of the animal, asura bachila, now it becomes forbidden to be eaten, because now it's considered like it was, you know, a kind of fetus that was born, let's say. It's not covered by the slaughtering of the mother, basically, is what he's saying. It's considered, you know, like that animal was now born. It's like a separate entity. And in fact, Siman Vlad Leisha says the Mishnah, it's a sign of birth for even a woman, Vesiman Vlad Bahem, and also for an animal. So if this happened to a woman, she'd be considered impure, as if she had given birth. And so too with an animal, as we've just said, it's considered as if it's like becomes a separate thing, and now you can't eat it anymore. Hamavakeres Shepila Shilya, if it was a firstborn, this amniotic sac comes out, and it was the animal's firstborn, right? So firstborns got like sanctity. You can't, you know, but in this case, yashlichena leklavim. You don't have to treat that amniotic sac with any holiness because it's not like a, yeah, there's not like an animal in there. And also, you know, it's a bechor, but a bechor only was a male firstborn animal. So you don't know if there was an animal in there. Is it male, female, etc.? So you don't treat it with any holiness. Uva mukdashim, but if it was a consecrated animal, then to cover it, right? So I said throw it to the dogs. You throw the afterbirth to the dogs. Yeah, but if it's a holy animal, then to cover it's got to be buried. You can't now. You know, you've got to treat it with sanctity because the animal's holy. So every part of the animal is holy. So you've got to now bury it. Va'ein kovrin oisah b'pashas drachim, and also you can't take the afterbirth. And they used to, so the sorcerers used to take it and bury it like at the crossroads. It was like, you know, to stop other miscarriages. They had some sorcery. They used to take this, they used to put it, hang it in a tree, because these things are Amorite practices, and therefore they are forbidden for us to do.